She joined Krishna consciousness at the age of 17 in 1989, when this temple was only 1/4 this size. For all of you, those who are sitting in this room, in this temple hall, that was yoga class behind, dancing class here, and there was Radha Gopinath here. That was Kal, Aaj or Kal. And today, she's sitting here. She also came as one of you, like one of you as girls. And she and her husband, who is a surgeon, the both of them are working at Bhaktivedanta Hospital. She has passed out from KM Hospital. And she's been inspiring many, many young girls like all of you since last 22 years. Her husband, she assists her husband very nicely in all the services which he does. And one of the most important services, he runs a site which is called ISKCON Desire Tree, which has lots of material. You all can visit that site. Many of you must be already visiting. It has a lot of material for youth and a lot of lectures and games, recipes also. So we hear from Her Grace Kalini Mataji. Please welcome her by loudly saying, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
ओम ज्ञानतिमेन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुं मिलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्य विनोविष्टं स्वापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्. जिनको हिंदी में सुनना है तो पीछे हिंदी में ट्रांसलेशन हो रहा है, तो आप पीछे जाके बैठ सकते हैं जिनको हिंदी में सुनना है. सो हरे कृष्णा, अ वेरी वॉर्म वेलकम टू ऑल ऑफ यू. Actually, I was thinking I should thank Chetna committee of Chetna, because they gave 9th April for Chetna. Suppose it was last Saturday, then none of you would have turned up. Okay? Isn't it? Huh? Everybody was very busy. Everybody was very excited, in very jubilant emotions. Actually, everybody in Mumbai city, in fact, all over the country, people were very united that day because of the cricket, isn't it? Huh? And everybody was so happy. Politician was equally happy, Bollywood star was equally happy, and average man also equally happy. There was no difference in the level of the happiness. Everybody was very, very happy. And when there was semi-final, that time, I remember, I was in this area, and as soon as the India won, the people came on roads and they started dancing. And they were going on motorbikes with Indian flags. And then somebody told me the statistics that liquor consumption on that night, what was it? Saying in New Year, on the New Year Eve, in New York, what is liquor consumption? It was much, much more than that in Mumbai city that day. So people, there is unfortunately, this is Indian people who are expressing their happiness in this way. And I don't know what happened on the World Cup night. I didn't get statistics till now. Nobody informed me about that. So, and then I was just thinking that how everybody is united. But then, just 2 years back, there was a incident in Bombay. Everybody knows, 26, 11. Nobody can forget, none of us can forget that, isn't it? The way terrorists were striking so many places in Bombay, and so many Mumbaikars were trapped, so many killed also. So we can't forget that. Because each and every person of this Mumbai felt that her own mother, his own mother is getting attacked. It was a very, very painful situation for everybody. From heart, everybody was feeling pain. And then other calamity on Bombay was, anybody can tell me the date? 26 July, when Bombay was flooded. In all this situation, in World Cup, everybody was happy together. In terror attack, everybody was in painful grief situation together. And what happened on the flood night? There were so many people came out and helped each other. Nobody was paid anything. And you might have heard so many stories regarding it. There's so many people came out. They were giving people food, shelter, water to drink. So everybody was again united. But time is very powerful, it is said. And how? That so many miseries come in our life and so many happy situations come in our life. But we forget with time, isn't it? If there is very, very sorrowful situation in your life, then somebody will come and console you. Don't worry. Time will heal everything. And similarly, same thing happens with the happiness also. Now World Cup, every whole India was happy. But I remember last World Cup, what was the condition of our cricket team? They had to literally hide when they boarded off from their flight. And they got back in the country. They were literally hiding because their people were ready to throw shoes at them. So time is very powerful. Can change. It keeps changing. With time, change is inevitable. As you saw in the drama, that time changes people. With time, our thinking changes, our attitude changes, our behavior changes, our lifestyle keeps changing. So with time, change is inevitable factor. And actually, if we go in our history, even in history of India, so this is a picture of a Mysore Palace. And all of us know that our India, many, many centuries ago, was very, very famous for the opulence, isn't it? India country was famous for its opulence. It was said that there was no poverty, nobody was hungry, and everybody had enough to live life in. And the kings had so much opulence, and they had furniture studded with gold, furniture studded with silver, ivory, precious stones, diamonds, which were invaluable in today's age, if you want to take out the value of those stones. And then that attracted many, many countries all over the continent, because India was very famous as a very rich country. Rich in opulence, rich as well as rich in culture. So it attracted many, many countries, and one of the main reason for Columbus to start his journey to look for India was he wanted to first of all see how much wealthy India is and then do business with India and get money in his own country. That was his purpose. And what happened down the centuries? Gradually, so many people came to India and attacked our country. Mughals came. They ransacked our country completely. And then after them, Britishers came. And whatever was left, they stole it. And today we go with lot of pride. We tell our friends, I went to London in my vacation. And I saw this, I saw Queen Elizabeth Palace, I saw this monument, I saw that monument. Streets are so well and buildings, are architecture is done so well. All bridges and everything is well, so well done. But we don't remember, we forget that all the our money only they have taken and made from that money all these things. Whatever they have got from India, they stole from India and they put in their country. But I just visited a few months back, just 1.5 months ago, a place called Hampi in South. So there we went to one place which was in 14th, 15th century ago, there was a king who had owned that whole region. His name was Krishna Dev Rai. Many of you must have heard, there are many comics made on Raja Krishna Dev Rai. And he was such a powerful emperor. And he extended his emperorship toward in the whole of the South India during his time. And it is said, the guide was telling us that during his time, in front of temple, they made a wide road, very, very wide road. And on that wide road, every fortnight, a market used to get arranged. And in that market, what was sold? Diamond, gold, ruby, silver, all these precious things on the road. No security was required. There's so much opulence India had that time. And people from Persia, Portugal, all these countries, they would come and all those merchants will come and buy things from there. So this is very, very recent history. But our time is compared with tidal wave actually. It is compared, analogy is done that time and tide wait for no one, isn't it? Change is inevitable. Whatever is there today, tomorrow it will not remain the same. Just like Kishori Mataji said, that when we came 20 years ago to this temple, when we were like you, just entered our college, this temple was not in this condition. It was just deities were there, Radha Gopinath, and devotees were there. And gradually, temple changed, completely changed. Only things which are not changed is the deities now. Otherwise, everything, each and every corner of this temple room is changed. So, change is inevitable. And why this time is compared with tidal wave? Because tidal wave will not tell you, now I am coming. You do all your arrangement and then do all your arrangement for your safety and then I will come. Just last month, this is a photo. Everybody can recognize a very, very horrific disaster took place in Japan. Tsunami wave. And it just sea level of the sea rose so much and all the water enter major part of the country and destroyed major part of the country. Many of you must have seen the video clippings in the news. It was very horrific situation. Very horrific to see such things. But that's why time is compared with tidal wave. Time and tide wait for no one. But we keep living. We are not aware of time actually. Do we actually value our time? We don't value our time. Only value to time we give is we look at the clock in the morning. Whenever we have some work, we look at the clock and we acknowledge time with clock. Isn't it? This clock was very, very revolutionary invention. When Galileo invented this clock. And before he invented, actually the time was measured by many other ways. Water clock, sand clock. But Galileo, it is very interesting to know how did he invent this clock machine. That time he was just 17 years old. And then he was a young medical student. He was not even scientist at that time. And he was sitting in church, like many of you come and sitting in the temple. And he was sitting in the church and mass was going on and he was not paying any attention. He was looking here, there. Like this chandelier is there. In church also there was a chandelier. And it was moving. Like pendulum. This way, that way, this way, that way. And with that, his whole research started for the clock. With movement of the pendulum movement of the chandelier. And he invented clock. And then so much progress happened. Now watches are in so many different forms. We get watches in so many different forms. And who knows clock better than any Mumbaikar? This is experience of each and every one of us sitting here. Every day, whether you're a student, whether you're a housewife going for a job, or you're a main bread earner of the family, male, everybody's running on dot of time in Mumbai. Many people, when they come from outside other towns, they tell us, in Mumbai, mein log time pe bhagte hi rehte. What is so hurry? So much hurry. People are in so much hurry. They want to do everything on time. And as we see, just to reach your workplace in time, in this train, this process going on just to get on the train because they are not getting place to go inside the train and they have to reach their office in time. So they are poor thing, you know, they have to climb on the top of the train. And time, everybody, we are trained from childhood. Small children also, 5 years, 6 year old children, they have morning school and poor thing, you know. They have to get up in morning and he is half asleep. He's hardly opening the eyes, the father is doing his brush. Then mother is making him wear clothes, giving him bath first. And then father is combing the hair. Mother is making him wear the clothes, making the bag. And somehow other he is made ready, pushing some milk in his mouth and some bread in his mouth. And he is ready to go to school. before he wakes up fully. I think he wakes up fully in the bus only. When friends wake them up, you know. So, like that. Even I remember my childhood, I hated the morning school because you have to get up early in the morning, you know. It was a horrible thing to get up in the morning. And there was one driver who had driven whole night. And then he reached the city. And then he was thinking, now since my night travel is over, I will go somewhere and sleep for some time and get over my fatigue. So he found a nice place, a garden, quite peaceful place. And then decided he will go to sleep in the car in that place. And he just went to sleep. After some time, there was a knock on the car. And somebody asked him that, excuse me, what is the time? And this person is in jogging dress. So that time he realized that actually this is jogger's park. Initially it was very quiet, but now people start coming. So he said it's 8:15 in the morning. And then he went to sleep. And just about to enter into this sleep, and another knock came. That person is also asking, what is the time? Excuse me, sir, please can you tell me? So again with heavy eyes, he got up. He said 8:25. And then he's thinking that now everybody will come keep asking me at the time, I'll never get sleep. So he had one great idea. He put a notice on his glass. I don't know the time. I don't know the time. And he peacefully went to sleep, started snoring. And again, there was very hard knock, you know, because that person, because he was in deep sleep, and that person is knocking very hard, jor jor se. Saying, now what is it? What do you want? Sir, it is 8:45. You don't know the time. I want to tell you it is 8:45. Huh? So people in our city are so time conscious. But in school, we all are restricted by time. But what happens when you go to college? Everything is relaxed, isn't it? Even if you reach lecture after 10 minutes, you can enter and sit in the room. I think nowadays trend is like that. So, and what happens when mobile phone comes in your hand? What happens then? What happens to the time? I see so many girls talking on mobile. They have free numbers with friends. I remember myself and Kishori Mataji actually are from same college, from same class. We studied our MBBS in the same class for 5 years. We were together in college. And whole day we would be in college, then we would come to temple also together, and then we will go home. That time we didn't have mobile phones. It was not invented. So, but when we would go home, still we'll take the phone and call up each other. Because kuch to rahega hai bolne ke liye. And mother will tell, whole day you two were together, and what is so important now, again you have to talk at 10 o'clock in the night, again morning 8 o'clock you are going to meet in college. So what's so need, no? But how mother can understand? Only friend can understand, no? What I have to talk? Only friend can understand. And especially nowadays, I don't know, we didn't experience, but when girls are talking with boyfriends, then time is like, it is eternal. One moment is like eternal, you know? I see so many girls, they are talking, they start from Mira Road and continuously they're talking till Church Gate. So they don't realize the time. They don't realize time at all. We don't value time at all. But what is value of time? It is said that if you want to know value of 1 year, ask a student who has failed in exam. If you want to know value of a month, you ask a mother who has given birth to a premature baby. If you want to know value of 1 week, ask editor of the weekly magazine. If you want to know value of 1 day, then ask daily wage laborer who has 6 children to feed. If you want to know the value of a minute, ask one who has missed the train. I think every day we experience this. Whenever we are late, then train comes on time. Isn't it? And whenever we are on time, train always comes late. Isn't it? And if you want to know value of 1 second, ask one who has survived an accident. If you want to know value of a millisecond, ask one who got silver medal in Olympics. So this is value of time. But we are living second by second, minute by minute, hours by hours, days by days, weeks, week by weeks. And we actually are not aware of value of time. So it is said, the great spiritual preacher say that time is a very priceless thing actually. You cannot buy time with money. If you have lot of money and if you lose it, like if the Sensex suddenly falls down, it becomes half, then many people lose lakhs and crores of money. But if they work hard again, they can make it over. If somebody loses in real estate, then if they wait for some time, again they can recover their loss. And if you lose your prestige or your reputation, if you work hard on your character and work hard on service of people, then again you can get, it is possible to get back the reputation. But if you lose time, you cannot buy it with all the collected wealth of the whole world. You cannot buy a second or a minute. Srila Prabhupada, whenever he would speak, whenever he would want to stress on time, he would tell one story. That he would tell actually a story of one king. He would say that 70 years ago, this king would live near Rajasthan. And he had so much wealth we cannot imagine. So, even today, kings of Rajasthan have a lot of wealth. So, he suddenly fell sick. And he was on deathbed. And he realized that he has just few days to live. His life. And then when doctor came to examine him, he was giving in treatment, he requested doctor, please, I have so much wealth, I can give you so much wealth. You please, I have so many things undone, unfinished in my life, and I want to finish. So please grant me one more year. Please do something so that I can get one more year in my life. And then I'm sure I'll finish all the remaining things and peacefully I will die, you know. And what was doctor's answer? He said, even if you give me wealth, opulence of the whole world, I cannot grant you this 1 year. So time has so much value, but we don't realize. And Bhagavatam, if we hear from so many of our ancient Vedic scriptures, and Bhagavatam is one of the main in that, very bona fide scriptures. So in that it is written that with every rising and setting of the sun, all of our lives one day is reducing. With every rising, when we get up in the morning and we sleep in the night, one day from our life is minus. We are unaware of it actually. We don't take it so seriously. We feel that I am healthy, what's going to happen to me? We see so many people dying, and but we don't feel that this thing will happen to me actually. And we feel that I am going to years for so many years. In fact, average lifespan of this age is given 100 years. And we feel that I'll live for long. Since my father lived for 60 years, 70 years, at least I'll live for 55, 60 years, and I'm so young, I'm just 20. So why to take things seriously? Let me just enjoy. And actually, on this earth planet, this is our lifespan, 100 years. But when we go to higher planets, there is heavenly planets, Swargaloka, where demigods reside, like Indra, Chandra. So their lifespan is much, much longer than us actually. Our 6 months is their 1 day. If we take our night, there are so many insects in one night of ours. There are so many insects. They take birth, they grow, they maintain themselves, they reproduce, and then they die in one night. And that is their lifespan. So compared to them, our lifespan is very long. And compared to us, demigods' lifespan is very long. And we calculate our life like what? Seconds, minutes, hours, weeks, days. years and decades and centuries sometimes. There are some people who live more than 100 years. But actually, and then we feel, oh wow, that person is, I just read in newspaper a few months back that when a 92-year-old man is living and is completely fit, he does all of his housework on his own, he cooks for himself, everything, he is not dependent on anybody. And so everybody feel, wow, what health he has maintained. But in scriptures, there is a description of yugas. Everybody has heard Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga. So what was the lifespan of people in these yugas actually? In Satya Yuga, people would live average for 1 lakh years. If you have heard story of Dhruva Maharaj, many of you might have heard that he was very small and then his stepmother insulted him and then with so much anger he went to the forest and there he did so much meditation, tapasya, and he pleased the Supreme Lord Vishnu and Vishnu appeared to him and he actually wanted the opulence, he wanted to have a kingdom like his father because he had revenge in the heart. So Lord Vishnu said, I'll give you. But then he said, now you have come to me, so I don't want anything. But still Vishnu gave him everything. And then after that, Dhruva Maharaj, he ruled his kingdom for 36,000 years. That is a record in Srimad Bhagavatam. So he lived for so many years. And in the next yuga, Treta Yuga, people live for 10,000 years in Lord Ram's time. People live more than 5,000 years old. And then next was Dwapar Yuga, where people live 1,000 years, average lifespan. Some people maybe little more, some people maybe little less. And when we hear about Kurukshetra, war took place, and Krishna was speaking Bhagavad Gita on battlefield, and his age is described that that time he was 125 years old. But he and all these Pandavas, they just look like they were so young. Full youth was there in their body. They were more than 100 years. So because their lifespan was so long, they had youthful bodies for very long time. But in Kali Yuga, average lifespan is given 100 years. So with each advance of Yuga, what happens? There is reduction in lifespan by 90% actually. Directly from 1 lakh to 10,000. From 10,000 to 1,000 and 1,000 to 100 years in Kali Yuga. So there is a decline. And this is because of influence of time. Krishna says, time the destroyer, that is I am. This is form of Lord himself. And under influence of time, these yugas, in yugas all this decline takes place. In Satya Yuga what happens? It is full of virtues. But as soon as Satya Yuga is over, in Dwapar Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, virtues keep on reducing and vices keep on increasing. And in Kali Yuga, to see virtue is very rare actually. Virtues like truthfulness, mercy, tolerance, austerity, all these good virtues which are desired by everybody, they reduce. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a prediction about Kali Yuga. And in that, all sages of Naimisharanya, they are telling that Prayana Alpa Ayushya Sabhya Kalo Asmin Yuga Jana Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Hi Apradat Apa Drita. He is telling, all the sages of Naimisharanya, they are saying that the people in age of Kali, they will be very short-lived. Their lifespan will be very short. And they will be quarrelsome. In any small point, they will start quarreling. They will be very lazy. They will be very unfortunate. And above all, they will be always disturbed. And when we hear this, it's very depressing, isn't it? That lazy, unfortunate, short-lived, being disturbed. But actually, this is condition of all of us in today's age. They spoke in the beginning of the Kali Yuga, all this, and symptoms are very, very full-fledged shown now. So they're saying that short-lived. Short-lived why? Because they have less food to eat? No. Prabhupada gives a purport. He's saying that people will be short-lived not because they have less food to eat. There is no scarcity of food actually. but because of the irregular habits. As you saw, Miss Lakshmi, in the drama, what time she went to sleep and what time did she get up? Our body has a biological clock, but we are exploiting. So, Prabhupada is telling, because people here will have irregular habits, they will so much overindulge in the sense gratification, and then the means of living will be so artificial that lifespan will naturally reduce. Another prediction in Srimad Bhagavatam, Suta Goswami speaking in last canto, he is telling that religion, truthfulness, cleanliness, tolerance, mercy, duration of life, physical strength and memory, all will be getting diminished day by day because of the influence of the age of Kali. Religion, there will be decline. All the desired virtues like truthfulness, cleanliness, tolerance will reduce rapidly. Means hardly anywhere you can see it actually in pure form. And duration of life, Bhagavatam says that it's predicted maximum at the end of the Kali Yuga, maximum a person would live is how many years? 50 years, that's maximum. And already science have started showing now, isn't it? Now so many young people die because of the heart attack, so many other things, so many diseases come up, cancers. Children die, they get cancer. So these are influence of Kali Yuga. That is why this is happening, because of the influence of Kali Yuga. And memory, what will happen to the memory? It will keep diminishing. As the age of Kali will progress, memory will keep diminishing. In previous yugas, there were no textbooks as such. The teacher would speak and student in one time hearing only, it would go in his brain for a lifetime. He didn't have to revise after 15 years. But now, even after reading 100 times, sometimes we can't recollect things. We have so much tension before the exam. So this memory problem is because of the age of Kali. So you don't need to get depressed. So, and the duration of life is very short. And actually, duration of life, whether it is short or long, doesn't matter. What matters, great spiritual preachers, the acharyas, they say that what matters is whether you have a short life or whether you have a long life. What matters is what you do in your life. How you are living your life, that is most important. What benefit you are doing to yourself and what benefit you are doing to others during your life is important. This is a tree. You can imagine the size of the tree. It is from the redwood trees forest of California. It is very famous. This forest is very famous for the trees. And it is having many, many huge trees. And one of the trees is supposed to be more than 4,000 years old. And still it is growing. Not that now the growth has stopped. 800 years ago, there was a fire in the tree. And a hollow was created inside the tree. But after that also, tree is living. And today, the height of the tree is 227 feet. And the circumference of the tree is 101 feet. Another tree, similar tree is there. Similar 250 feet height and 90 feet in circumference. So, these trees live for very long time actually. But of course they do benefit to human society by reducing the global warming. But actually speaking, there is no progress in their spiritual consciousness. There is no elevation in their consciousness. Consciousness cannot get developed. These are the few photos. The tree is so broad that they have to create a tunnel from below it. This is a whole forest. Huge trees. Very, very huge trees. And this is a Alexander the Great. You know how many years he lived his life? 356 BC to 323 BC, before Christ. So many years before he lived, and he lived for only 32 years. And in 32 years, he spread his empire like anything, over continents. He came to India also. Just 3 years before his dying, he came to India. But he could not get through beyond Ganges, river of Ganges, because Indian kings were very powerful. So he went back. But he made a very strong impact. And he showed that if one is determined, you can do anything, whether your life is short or whether your life is long. And this is BC means what, you know? Before Christ. Our time, we say AD and BC. These are two ways we describe our years. Our every day we are actually remembering Christ. Whenever we are writing the year, na 2010, 2011. So, before Christ. Christ, when he appeared, everybody knows that he tried to preach gospel of God. And then he was crucified. But I just tried to find out the lifespan, how much he lived. And he lived only for, it seems, roughly 33 years. Not more than that. How many of you are 25 in this crowd? Less than 25. Most of it. Very nice. So imagine yourself compared with the life of Christ. He just lived 33 years and he left such impact on people all over the world. Impact was so strong that after so many thousands of years, 2011 means 2011 years after death of Christ, people are still, the religion is going very strong, Christian religion in the this earth planet. And what did he do? He just taught people. What did he teach? He taught about love of God. He taught about being virtuous. Virtues like how to develop virtues like tolerance, virtue like forgiveness. How to love God, how to love God's children. How to love your neighbor. All these things. How to be grateful to God for whatever he gives. How to remain satisfied in whatever God provides to you. And how to be thankful to always God. These are the teachings he did. And he was, the impact was very strong. And so many followers, thousands and millions of followers. And just 5 years ago, Lord Chaitanya appeared. Lord Chaitanya is the one who started this Hare Krishna movement actually. Many people feel that ISKCON is the origin of Hare Krishna movement. This Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This mantra only ISKCON people are preaching. But actually it is not like that. History goes behind and Lord Chaitanya, he appeared. Lord Chaitanya is actually Krishna incarnated himself. As I told you that our lifespan, we were comparing our lifespan with demigods. But the creator of this universe is Lord Brahma. And his lifespan, we cannot imagine how long it is. Like if you combine one Satya Yuga plus one Treta Yuga plus one Dwapar Yuga plus one Kali Yuga. When you add all these years, there is one Yuga cycle. And if you multiply that many years, those 1,000 years by 1,000, then that is one day of Brahma. And Brahma lives for 100 years like this. One day and weeks and months and years, 100 years like this. So in this one day of Brahma, what we calculated just now, Krishna himself comes. He himself incarnates, which appeared 5,000 years ago. 5,000 years ago, what happened? Krishna incarnated. He was living in Vrindavan first and then he went to Mathura, then he went to Dwarka, then he was part of the whole Kurukshetra war. And then he, from Prabhakshetra, he left from this planet. And it is said, after this Dwapar Yuga, when Krishna appears in the very next Kali Yuga, which comes after that Dwapar Yuga, Krishna himself comes, not as Krishna himself, but he comes in form of a devotee. and that is Lord Chaitanya. And what he comes and teaches is that what kind of devotee you should be. Krishna himself comes and he teaches. So Lord Chaitanya came 500 years ago himself and he taught the world. And he also lived only for 48 years, not more than that. Actually 500 years ago people would live for very long time. But Lord Chaitanya, not that he died, but he just disappeared from this planet. When Krishna, God himself appears, he doesn't die like a mortal man, like you or me. But he just disappeared from this planet and he was here only for 48 years. And in 48 years, he made thousands and thousands of people devotees. He gave them pure love of God, made them pure devotees of God. And still that whole movement is carried out in disciplic succession. Till today, disciples of the disciples are carrying on the movement and they are spreading the same teachings as of Lord Chaitanya. So what is the conclusion is what? That how long or short your life is not important. Importance is what? That how you are spending your life. Important is what? That each and every moment of your life is, of this human life is so important. And where you are investing your each and every moment, that is a point to be considered. And when Rishabhdev, he was leaving, he had retired from his kingdom. He had 100 sons. And his eldest son was King Bharat, behind whom our country's name, Bharatvarsha. So before leaving, Rishabhdev, he instructed his son, Bharat. And what did he instruct? What was the essence of all of his instruction was that? He said that now you have received this very important human life, which is very precious. So don't waste it living like animals. Don't live like animals in your human life. What does it mean? Don't live like animals. What animals do? They have basic four activities: eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. We see dogs, they sleep, they eat, they mate, and then they know how to defend also. There are various ways of defending. So many animals, if you analyze, these are the basic things and they are happy doing that. Nothing goes beyond that. But humans, human life, how we differentiate from them, from these animals? She is saying, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. What does it mean by Athato Brahma Jigyasa? It means that we have a power to inquire. We have power to ask questions, isn't it? In schools, in our schools, we are taught, don't do anything blindly. Ask question, why you are doing? That is how you study. Don't just mug up everything. Why you are studying, you should understand that. So, even for our human life, we should ask questions. And actually, these questions do come in our mind and heart many times, but we neglect it. Prabhupada says that education in that sense is so bad because it, whatever little desire we have for self-realization, it completely destroys it. People in today's time, people have no desire for self-realization. Nobody wants to know about the self. We are supposed to ask as a human being questions like what? The questions like, who am I? Who is God? How I am related to God? What is the connection? And if the connection is there, then how I can connect myself with God? These are the basic questions a human being is supposed to ask. But the atmosphere around us is such that we forget. We neglect. It's not so important. Other things are more important. And word religion, actually, there are words like religion, yoga, they have meaning. The word itself has a meaning. Yoga means to reunite, reconnect. And what does religion mean? Word religion, exactly. The religion word comes from a Latin word, religio. Religio means to link back to. To connect back to the source from where we have come. So that is actually meaning of the religion. Whatever religion and whatever religion you take, whether you take Hindu or Muslim or Christian, in every religion, what is taught, what is the basic? That you should love God, isn't it? That is the basic. That is the basic teaching in all the religion. And India is famous for what? For it is considered a land of dharma. Land of dharma. If Western countries, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, when he was in his teenage, he was not being very, very elevated soul. He was not having desires for sense gratification like many other have in that age. He did not want to enjoy, but he had one very, very deep and intense desire that I want to know God and love Him. And where I will find the God. And then he heard that you will get Him in India. And then he has written his whole biography. That how from America to India he reached. He didn't have any money. He didn't take any money, even single dollar from his parents. But he reached India. And that whole journey, he's calling it a book as a journey home. And whole journey is so adventurous, so exciting. And at the same time, full of spiritual wisdom. Anybody would read it, would be naturally convinced that, yes, goal of human life is to ask. Athato brahma jigyasa. So, he says that in Western countries, what is the impression of India actually? Today we may feel that now economy boom is there, last 5 years, India is getting very richer. People are getting so rich. In Bombay, the real estate prices are like Manhattan, you know. Is one of the 3 or 5 highest real estate price in the world in Bombay. So we may feel now we are getting richer, but still we are considered a developing country only. We are not come in the bracket of developed country. We are not come. Because the impression of India abroad is what? So this is dirty. First of all, India is very dirty and fully poverty stricken, full of poor people. Where people, there are so many thousands of lakhs of people who have a struggle to have one meal at the end of the day in India. So, this is the impression. But it is also famous as a land of dharma. And Prabhupada went to Western countries and made so many devotees and brought them here. They took this Krishna consciousness so enthusiastically. But unfortunately, people of India, what happens? They have actually not understood what is our heritage. They don't even know actually. In order to understand, they have to first know. But people don't want to know, they don't want to understand that what heritage we have. We have Bhagavad Gita. People feel, yes, yes, Bhagavad Gita is there. But Bhagavad Gita, what kind of scripture it is? First of all, the content of the Bhagavad Gita is what Supreme Lord Krishna himself is instructing Arjuna how to live his life. And this Bhagavad Gita has changed lives of thousands and thousands of people. Abroad, so many people's lives are changed just by this book. Just by reading the book, their lives are completely changed. We cannot imagine. There are so many stories. We don't have time to discuss all of that just now. But there are so many stories, so many incidences where Bhagavad Gita somehow came in their hands and their whole lives changed and they changed many other people's lives around. And we have this heritage, but we take it very, very lightly. We actually neglect it. And famous philosopher, Emerson, he says what? He read Bhagavad Gita. And what is his commentary? He's saying that when you read Bhagavad Gita, it is like entire spiritual wisdom is speaking to you. This is Westerner speaking. But what is our condition? We can't even appreciate when our devotees are selling books on the road or trains. Some people feel disturbed why they are doing this. What is the need? So this is unfortunate condition of India. There is actually, it is one of the signs of Kali Yuga. People are very unfortunate. they have something. When you are considered unfortunate, you have something and you can't make use of it. Isn't it? If there is a beggar and somebody gives him 1 crore, so he will understand the value. And then he will fully actually utilize 1 crore properly. But to a son of crorepati, what will happen? 1 crore is like, what's so great about it? So that is condition of India. We have so much knowledge, so much spiritual knowledge, but we are not taking it seriously. And we should not feel that, oh, today I am so busy, I have so many things to do, I'll do it tomorrow. But there is a saying, kal kare so, aaj kar, aaj kare so ab. Why? Because time is very short. As it is described, the people in Kali Yuga are very short-lived. We may feel few years like this, but time is actually very short. It runs very fast. Very, very fast. We are in college, sometimes we are in school and college, we study, we go home, sometimes watch some TV, or we have a party with friends, then study for last 1 or 2 months of the year for exam, and then vacation, and enjoy, and like life is really cool that time. And then what happens? Responsibilities come, and then time come goes very fast. Once you get the degree in your hand, once you start doing job, once you start having family, then time will go very, very fast. You will not even realize so many years will go by. A decade or 2 decades will go by, we will not realize. And the thing is that as you grow older, time goes more fast. Then you want it to go slow. Please, time now, I'm getting old. Please go slow, but time is not going to listen to you. It is going to go fast. And that is analysis of Prahlad Maharaj also. Prahlad Maharaj is saying that life is really short, and he is doing calculation. How it is short? He is saying that 8 hours of the day you are sleeping out of 24 hours. So 1/3 of your life you are sleeping only. If you calculate whatever is your age at the time of death, so 1/3 of the time you have slept. Some people like to sleep for 10 hours, 11 years. So for them the proportion goes much higher. I am seeing many people laughing, many girls laughing. Maybe they are sleeping more than 8 hours. But don't worry, when I was 20, I also required 9 hours of sleep. So 1/3 of your lifespan you are sleeping only. Nobody will explain you like this. Only Prahlad Maharaj can explain like this. And then first 10 years you are a child, you hardly understand what is going around you. You go home, mother feeds you, then you go to school, study something, go to sleep. That is the child is really bewildered. They don't know what's going around. And next 10 years, little bit you grow, you have sports, you want to play, you want to have a nice time with your friends in college. You are studying, next 10 years again go like that. And last 20 years of that life goes when you have become old. Old means if you see around you, there are so many old people you might be seeing. You can't walk properly, you can't talk properly, you can't hear properly, you can't see properly. So that time you should not consider as a part of your life, actually speaking. And how many years are remaining in between? In that time, what all things you have to do? You have to go to job. And if you are a woman, you have to take care of the job as well as your house, family. Everything you have to do. Where is the time? So what is Prahlad Maharaj saying? Prahlad Maharaj is saying that Kaumarat acharit pragyo dharman bhagvatam iha durlabham manushyam janma tadapi adhruvam arthadam. What is saying? Kaumara acharit pragyo. You should start from the right of the tender age of the childhood. Tender young age. Durlabham manushyam janma. He is saying this human life is very, very precious. Very durlab. Very rare. So one who is sufficiently intelligent, he should use his human form of body from the very beginning of the life, in other words, from tender age of childhood, to practice activities of devotional service. From beginning actually, from childhood, from whatever young age, you can, earliest you can start practicing devotional service is better for you. It's much, much better for you. Because once the age progresses, then you will not have, you can't do many things actually. In young age, you are very energetic, you will have so much enthusiasm, you have so much determination to do things. But as the age progresses, then that same thing will not be there. King Kulshekara, one of the very great devotees of Lord Ram, he describes that what prayer he is doing? He is praying that, my Lord, please let me die in my young age only. Why? Because when my young age I will die, my senses will be in proper condition. And my senses will be in proper condition, then I will be able to remember you nicely. I will be able to chant your holy name nicely. So, engaging in devotional service doesn't mean that you leave everything and come morning to evening, sit in temple in front of deities and do service. Doesn't mean like that. Along with our so many other responsibilities. Student is having duty to study. That is his duty. So that duty should be performed with full responsibility. And then we have so many domestic responsibilities. We have so many social responsibilities. So many professional responsibilities. So we have to do justice to all the responsibilities. But along with that, we have very, very prime responsibility is to achieve goal of human life. That is self-realization. That is also very important responsibility of the human being. So, along with, as we find fire time for so many things in day, to do so many other things, so we must find time to practice devotional service. And what does devotional service means? Devotional service means that you remember the Lord in whatever form is possible. And easiest form is to chant His holy name. When we chant His holy name, like when we chant this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So many times we are chanting Lord Krishna's name, so many times we are chanting Lord Ram's name. So that is very easy way to connect to the Lord. And when we chant regularly every day we are connecting with Lord. Every day we are connecting with Krishna. And this is actually recommended for this age of Kali. In Satya Yuga, perfection was achieved by doing austerities for 10,000 years. People would do austerities for 50,000 years, 60,000 years, and then they will achieve the perfection. And in Treta Yuga, to attain the same kind of perfection, the people had to actually do very ritualistically, perfectly all kinds of sacrifices. You have to be perfect. One mistake you do and there is no benefit of that sacrifice. But now that is not possible in Kali Yuga. People are not so expert in doing sacrifices. In Treta Yuga, you have to do deity worship perfectly without any mistake. And then you will achieve perfection. But as we heard that in age of Kali, we are short-lived, we are very unfortunate, we have memory is very low. So, Krishna has made provision for Kali Yuga also. In Kali Yuga, total grant is given. What grant is given? That you just chant the holy name and you will achieve the perfection. You will achieve self-realization. Just chant this holy name. Sukhdev Maharaj, Sukhdev Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj when he is ending his whole conversation of Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj, he is saying that Kaler Dosha Nidhe Rajan. He's saying this Kali is full of doshas. Doshas means faults. So many faults are there. O King, this Kali Yuga is full of faults. Asti Heko Mahan Guna. But there is one great quality about the Kali Yuga. Kirtanas eva krishnasya mukta sangha param vrajet. When one engages in kirtan, chanting the holy name, kirtan means chanting the holy name of kirtanas eva krishnasya, of Lord Krishna. When you engage yourself in chanting the holy name of Krishna, there are two ways of chanting. One is that we take beads in our hands and we sit in one place and we chant on each bead the whole Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And second way is when we chant the holy name in kirtan with so many devotees around. Then the potency, it's much more easier to chant the holy name in kirtan. So he's saying, kirtan is eva Krishna. When one engages in Kali Yuga, in this kirtan of Krishna, mukta sangha param vrajet. He says he'll get liberated from this age of Kali, liberated from the all these miseries, and he will attain vraja, the supreme destination, Golok Vrindavan. So for Kali Yuga, this is actually Yuga Dharma. We are supposed to chant the holy name. If we are not able to do many other things, many rituals in Vedic scriptures, many rituals are explained. You do this yoga havan and you do that havan. You do deity worship in this manner, deity worship in that manner. But in Kali Yuga, people don't have so much capacity. Everybody will not have that capacity to do all these things. So Krishna has given grant that just chant the holy name and you can achieve the perfection. And we can chant the holy name constantly means on regular basis. Somehow take out some time in your day, in your 24 hours and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And then what will happen, as Sukhdev Goswami is describing, at the end of the life, we can achieve the supreme destination. We can serve Krishna in very purified state. So to conclude, time is priceless. You cannot own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. Once you have lost it, you can never get it back. Time is the coin of your life. It is the only coin you have. And only you can determine how to spend it. And be careful, lest you let other people spend it for you. So, because as we have understood this shortness of our life, we should be very, very conscious of time and engage as much as possible along with other responsibilities in devotional service. Many forms, chanting the holy name, hearing about Lord in form of his pastimes, remembering God, remembering the Lord, and all this will be possible when we associate with saintly people. If we are not associating with saintly people, then we will not get that inspiration. We will not get that encouragement. When we will associate with saintly people who have dedicated this life in preaching this message, then we will get the strength to carry on in our life. So thank you very much for your kind attention in coming in this number. And thank you, organizer of Chetna, not to arrange Chetna on last week. Okay? Hare Krishna. Do time for questions? If you have any questions, we can try to answer.
Thank you, such a wonderful presentation by loudly chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And we have 5 to 10 minutes. If anybody has any question, we can ask her just now. Any question? No questions when everybody has understood everything. Yes?
We start kirtan.
Yeah, then we can start kirtan. So everybody will utilize now next few minutes of your precious human life in chanting the holy names of the Lord. It is such a rare situation that you are right in front of the Lord, whether you realize or you don't realize. You are actually in front of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He is seeing you, He is watching you, and when you are speaking the mantra, He is listening to you. Recently I was hearing a class that everybody likes to hear about their own glorification. No? Somebody appreciates you, you like it or you don't like it? You like it? Yes? Loudly?
Yes.
Yes. So similarly, Krishna also likes when somebody chants His name. What is your name? Jagruti. Suppose here in that corner somebody is talking, Jagruti is doing like this. Immediately Jagruti's ears will go there. Who is talking about me? Similarly, when you say Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna is looking, who is chanting my name so nicely? So let us, we have a wonderful opportunity to attract Krishna's attention. So please spend your few minutes, just forget your life, what is in future or what has happened in past. And just think of how you can utilize this present 15 to 20 minutes in glorifying Krishna. I will like to announce about the next Chetna program, which is on the 7th of May. That is the next month's first Saturday. And any guesses of the name? I really was attracted by this name. The topic is Becoming Beautiful. Isn't it a nice topic? Yeah. And the speaker is Her Grace Rajasundari Mataji. So please come with all your friends and be present. I know May is a very hot month, the hottest month. But if you want to really become beautiful, you have to come to hear this lecture. Okay? Let us attract Krishna. Yes. Also, Yuga is reminding me, how many of you have come for the first time today for the Chetna festival? Can you please stand up? Wow! So many of you. You all came through Dadar Shivaji Park Rath Yatra? Yeah, some of you came through Rath Yatra? Very nice. So we have a special gift for all of you. Who will be giving? You will be giving? Meenal. See, there is a girl who is standing behind Meenal. Meenal, you raise your both hands. Both hands. She is Meenal. And there is a special gift for all those who have come for the first time from Shri Radha Gopinath. So after the kirtan is over, you can meet Meenal and take your gift. Okay? And also one more announcement. On 12th of this month, that is on Tuesday, it is Ram Navami festival. And we'll be having celebration whole day, but especially in the evening, there will be class. In the morning also, there will be class. So if possible, please come, get your parents, your friends, also your boyfriends. And you can attend the nice festival of Ram Navami and get mercy of Lord Shri Ram. Hare Krishna. We'll start kirtan.
Everybody can stand up.
Everyone can stand.
Hare Krishna. This is so, as we said in our lecture, now we are going to do kirtan. There, everybody chants together and we'll attract Krishna's attention. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami.